the marketing mix. The four P's of the marketing mix: price, place, product, promotion. So starting with product, in unit two, the kind of thing you need to know about product is more to do with product range. So expanding your product portfolio. What are the benefits of having more than just one product in your product portfolio? So the ideal spreading risk of being able to offer the consumer more choice and to be able to form a better relationship with the consumer because of that. One of the things that would be useful to know is the product life cycle. So knowing the different stages of the product life cycle, the development stage where the product is initially being designed and researched, and that's the stage where you're not making any money, but you are spending money, so it's a loss-making stage of the life cycle. Then you've got the introduction stage where you've got to promote the business, the product heavily. So again, it's costing you probably more money than you're bringing in at that point. But then gradually, as you move up growth, you're going to start to see an increasing profit, and then at maturity is where you're making your biggest profit. That's the kind of cash cow stage, if you think back to the Boston Matrix, which isn't something you really need to know for the exam. But like most things, eventually you'll start to decline. Now, some products you may choose to accept that decline is inevitable and it's not worth fighting it. So things like when the CD player came along, cassettes gradually died out. Other businesses, other products you may want to fight for, in which case you'll use something like an extension strategy. So you'll bring out a limited edition of the product, or you'll change the packaging, or you'll introduce a new price point, something like that, to extend the life of that product. Another element of the marketing mix is price. So there are different pricing strategies you can use. Something like the Xbox uses price skimming, where it comes out at a very high price and then gradually reduces the price bit by bit over time. And each time it lowers the price, it attracts a new market. You've also got penetration pricing, which is often used for new products. This is when you go into the market at a very low price in order to encourage people to buy your product and try it, and you hope that in time, when you put the price up, that they'll stay loyal to you. This is often also used by established businesses in one country when they go into a new market, so going into a different country. You've got competitive pricing, which is where you simply try and match the price of those around you. You've got loss leader pricing, which is where supermarkets use this a lot, where you've got a product that you sell below the cost of making it in order to attract people into your shop. Also, it's used by companies such as Gillette. They'll sell their actual razors, the handle bit, at a much lower price than what it probably costs to make it, but then they'll sell the razor blades at a much higher price. And then finally, you've got cost plus pricing, which is where you look at how much it costs to make it and you add a bit on to make a profit. I'll look at the other two P's in a separate audio boo.